Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on a beautiful Friday morning. The Bills and Bears getting ready for their joint practice over at Halas Hall. Sal Capaccio tweeting out just a few minutes ago, and if you've seen any of the pictures as well, you'll see this. It is open to the public. And Sal did make mention that didn't know that was the case, was kind of told it probably wasn't going to be.
Sal, by the way, getting some really nice pictures within Halas Hall, the field house there, everything like that. There is there's a Walter Payton logo in the field house at the 34-yard line.
Should be. There should be.
And love that. Also, for it should be, the way Sal describes in the tweet, Bears Payton logo in the field house also protected like a hockey locker room. Yes, it stands at the 34-yard line.
That's awesome.
So it's coned off, the picture. It just
You put your
feet on that, you're gone.
Yeah, you're gone. Also on the Bears.
Never to be seen again.
Fun note from the Bears, too, on this. I heard about this not that long ago. I think it was right before camp started. Bears head coach Ben Johnson was talking about Caleb Williams. And I think he was asked a question of like the expectations this year. And he just talked about camp and the expectations of this year. And he mentioned wanting to complete 70% of his passes in camp and in the season. Well, today we find out they have, in fact, been keeping track of that to see if Caleb Williams is completing 70% of his passes at camp. He has been under the target. I think that is wild, though, to keep track of stats at camp. I know I saw, I'm blanking on the reporter's name, but it was an Eagles reporter mentioning that like Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are 11-3 at joint practices. How are you even tracking that?
Wait.
What constitutes a win and a loss in a joint practice? I don't understand that.
11-3.
I think over their careers together.
For like
joint practices. I have no idea. What are you keeping track of?
My brain is currently melting right now. I'm not really understanding what's going on there.
Here, I'm
going
to find it.
You need to find that.
This has been bothering me. All right, here we go.
It's bothering you. And
Elliot
Shore
Parks, and he's from 94 WIV.
Considering the source, never mind. I'm less confused.
Excuse me, they're not 11-3. They're 10-3 in joint practices after splitting with the Cleveland Browns. I don't understand. What are you keeping track of in joint practices?
Okay, that's Elliot Shore Parks. I've got all I need to know now. I'm good.
But also, for the completion percentage, are you also tracking, you know, when he's throwing into the nets, if he hits those? Are you tracking the one-on-ones when he's just thrown against air? Are we just tracking, you know, 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s? I want to know the details here because I think it's crazy to keep keep camp stats. I already don't love the preseason stats stuff, let alone camp stats. That seems insane to me. But also, that kind of fits Ben Johnson's personality because everything I've heard out of Bears camp is that he's been a bit of a hard ass. And they are really digging in to change that culture, the vibe around the Bears. I don't know if it'll be successful.
Didn't Elliott Shore Parks one time, he also was like one of the hardest things to do in sports, and it was like something completely unhinged. Like, it was like one of the easier things that you probably could do in sports.
Oh, maybe. I was going to say the hardest thing in sports is still to me hitting a baseball from a pro pitcher.
No, that he said 100% the thing. He said he could luck into a home run. That's what it was.
That's absolutely insane. The hardest thing to do in professional sports as an average Joe would be to hit a baseball from a professional pitcher. There's no shot.
That's where it was.
I could luck into a home run.
I could luck
you
into a home run.
You do realize bat speed plays into those going out of the park, right?
Right. It's an outward trajectory that is measured into it now.
You know what you maybe could luck into? Hitting a wide open three in an NBA game. If you run the offense correctly enough, you could get a wide open three.
You know what you could luck into? Ugh. Scoring a goal in the NHL. It has to just hit you last.
Right, right. Like, you could just, I mean, your butt could hit it in. And they're like, it counts. You'd score it.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the pylon stuck in the zone when there's an empty net, and it hits your butt and goes into the net. Guess who gets the goal?
Yeah. So that one, I mean, yeah, that one you can absolutely luck. I mean, we talk about hockey all the time. There's a level of luck to it. So, of course, hitting a home run, not a shot. Getting the ball out of the infield, maybe.
I could luck into a home run.
Probably not. Oh, that's insanity.
Yeah, that one. I could luck into a hit, maybe.
I don't know. I think it is still the hardest thing to do in professional sports.
No, ready? Like, you get an interesting, like it's not a great swing, but the ball travels in a way that, like, the infield has to come in for it, and you just run your way down there. That's how you luck into a hit.
I don't know. No, I don't feel good about this. They're just going to throw
home run.
They're going to throw 100-mile-an-hour heaters past you. They're not going to play anything fancy.
Oh, I know.
You're an average Joe, 100-mile-an-hour down the middle. Like, I dare you to hit it.
And that's
no shot.
I'm saying it's about getting a hit, not a home run.
I think for a hit too. There's no shot. There's no shot. You will see one of those pitches and go, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm done.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be like, nope. Well, me, I'll just swing. I'm just swinging. I don't care. I'm going to miss, but I'm going to swing.
I'm telling you right now, the average person.
I'm not getting a home run, though.
Sees 100,
I'll tell you that.
Go right past them. They're like, I'm done here. I've done my civic duty. I'm out.
I probably couldn't get into a rec league softball game and hit a home run.
No.
I'm just swinging recklessly.
I think people don't realize just how much bat speed plays into why those balls leave the park the way they do.
Yeah, exit velocity is a measurement that they use for home runs getting out of the park, and it has to be at least high 90s for you to have a chance.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. We do have two preseason games today, Titans-Falcons and then Chiefs-Seahawks. We have a lot tomorrow. 5 1 p.m. games on Saturday. Thank you. That is how preseason should be done. A ton of games at noon and 1, and we call it a day. We call it a day.
Oh, boy. You win your war against the preseason continues, and I love it.
The Bills play on Sunday. There are two games on Sunday. Jaguar Saints get us kicked off at 1 o'clock. The Bills will not play till 8.
You're not bitter at all.
I forgot about that until Sal mentioned it, and in my head, I rolled my eyes as hard as I could because I'm like, come on. I forgot we were doing this.
You're not even going to be there for the longest time.
No, it's
you're also talking to the person that is going to be there for the longest time.
It is more the fact of preseason games, afternoons. Afternoons. I get it. It's not a new thing. I think it should be done with, though. They all should be at like noon or 1 o'clock. You pick two that you'll put on national television, and we move along.
Well, even if that was the case, the Bills might be one of those two.
Like today, who on the East Coast is going to tune into Chiefs Seahawks at 10 p.m.? Not a soul. Even the Chiefs fans that are somewhere sprinkled around the East Coast would be like, that's too late for me, dog. I know tomorrow's Saturday. I got things to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm not doing it. The night preseason games make no sense to me.
I should watch this just to spite you.
That'll ruin your night. That'll ruin your night. That'll ruin everything. It'll set your weekend up so poorly.
What are you talking about? I'll have something to talk about for Sports Talk Saturday.
I stayed up till 2 in the morning watching yesterday's Chiefs-Seahawks game. It was a game. Things happened. The starters left immediately. There's no need for it. There's no need for it.
I feel like I should just do that to say those exact words.
The only need
just so that I could terrify Joe Callie too. What are you doing with your life?
That's the thing. Don't tell him. He'll be thrown for a loop. The only thing I can get to is, do the broadcast groups need to get their practice in of like running the Sunday night football or Monday night football, Thursday night football? They need that?
That might be.
That's it.
It's preseason for them too, Zachary.
It's preseason for everybody.
It's preseason for us too.
But man, there's nothing more just exhausting on a weekend that you're like, oh yeah, preseason game at 7 or 8. Like, what are we doing? Oh,
what are we? We're playing football. That's what we're doing.
We're playing football. We are close to elite season beginning. I'll take Jeremy's adage there. Today starts the Premier League. Next week, college football gets going. I am very, very excited. For both, actually. Like, my Premier League team isn't particularly good, but I do just. When I got into it, I really just enjoyed getting up on a Saturday morning, you know, at 10, and there being live sports on. And there being cool highlights. Soccer's not for everybody. I'm not saying it should be. I'm not going to try to...
I'm the filthy casual.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to try to convince anyone to watch soccer. But at 10 in the morning, just turning on your TV when, like, nothing else is going on, you're in your sweatpants, cup of coffee, like, oh, live action's going on. And then baseball starts a little bit later. Or really, for me, perfection is those September days, where I'll watch soccer, get to the last little bit of college game day, and the college games take me.
But now that I'm thinking about it, though, like, that's perfection. On a Saturday, though, at 10 in the morning, I'm getting here.
Yeah, you're getting here.
So I have work to do.
You have work to do. For me, it's been a little bit easier on that. I mean, when I was working Sports Talk Saturday, I would watch qualifying for Formula One for those races, and it would wrap up just as me and Josh were going on air, which was always – that was always an event, because at the time I was a Lando Norris fan, and he was – he was not good at all. It is exciting, though, that sports are starting to get going. Like, I'll give a lot of grief to the preseason and stuff like that. But even the first game for the Bills, it felt like, okay, everything's starting to get rolling now. Baseball's kind of hitting its prime time now, where everybody's gearing up for the postseason. And even like, you know, the trade deadline's passed. And now if you're rooting for the Jays, or if you kind of like picked up on them here locally, you know, you're having guys like George Springer, you know, having a rehab assignment last night for the Bisons. Today's going to be Shane Bieber, and they're getting ready for the playoffs. Like, that's super exciting. You know, and I mentioned college football, and I've mentioned week one, especially, is going to have 3 top 10 matchups, all of which will be at someone's home stadium. And they're not neutral site games. There are neutral site games, but it's not those. Then the NFL is going to get going here pretty soon. And then before you know it, the NHL's here. Right. And we're getting that going. I don't like winter. I don't like the snow. But like late summer, early fall with the sports all getting going, I can understand where Jeremy brings up like it being the elite season, because everything gets going and it feels like every night you've got something going on, and that is awesome.
It's not always about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part of the elite season.
Yep. And like that to me is the real fun part.
You understand it now.
I understand it now. Again, I don't like the winter. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the snow. But when it does feel – because I've gotten to this point now where we didn't have a preseason football game last night, as much as I complain about it, I'd have thrown it on for at least a little while. Instead, last night I'm trying to find like a movie to watch or a TV show to watch. I'm listening to podcasts, whatever, what have you, where in a few weeks, and if something on every day, close to it at least, and the days you don't, you're discussing what happened the night before, the thing that's coming up tomorrow night.
Right.
And I have missed that. And I'm starting to get more to it now that the Bills are really good. And Texas is good for me as well. Like, there is no more of this dreading the season somewhat starting. I mean, to be fair, if you grew up in the drought, you probably understand what I'm talking about, where you'd be excited because it's football. But by week two, you're like, oh, hell, we're still here. You know, for Texas, for me, for a long time was I can't wait for someone to make the joke that Texas is back because they beat an also overrated team in week one or two and then fall apart and collapse. And, like, there was a sense of, like, it's not fun because that's happening just as the snow's happening. Now, yeah, I'm always looking forward to Bills season. I'm always looking forward to Texas. I like the Premier League as a neutral. I also have a fan. I desperately want to get more into the NHL as a whole, not just the Sabres. But
because the Sabres aren't really going to help you get into the NHL as a whole at this point.
And that's a big part of my problem is I'm like, I want to throw on the Minnesota Wild versus the Nashville Predators, but I just watched the Sabres lose their 10th game in a row. I'm not really feeling very good. I hope they can turn it around, right?
Because
it is a really good time of year when all of that is getting going. We mentioned that the hype around preseason and camp is because it's a hopeful season. You know, fans are – it's the one time outside of the draft. I think NFL fans are all excited. For the NHL, it's right before the season starts because you never know. NHL, we mentioned it, goal scoring can be kind of fluky, a little bit of luck-based. You never know what's going to happen. Bad teams get in the playoffs all the time, so you never know. And right. I do love that beginning parts of seasons.
And that is, and as Sabres fans can attest, for example, though, the beginning of seasons is kind of important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very important. 803-0550, the number two call. Speaking of hockey, Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. We'll be back after a quick timeout. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.